U.S. Interstate 10 is a major thoroughfare in the city of El Paso, Texas, bustling with traffic night and day. Just several hundred meters to the south, on the hilltops overlooking the interstate, sit the concrete houses of Juarez, Mexico. Jesus and Maria Ruiz and their 19-year-old daughter Liz and 13-year-old son Jesus Jr. live in a quiet suburb of El Paso. Like 80% of the city's residents, they're Latin American. Every weekend, the family makes a trip across the border into Mexico. They go not to visit relatives or friends, but to help people in need.
Okay, once you cross the border, you see so many people already there. I mean, people all over the place. You see a lot of people who are hungry, who need food, who need money, who are asking for your help to help them.
And those that are there.
All along the way, they have to watch out for drug dealers and kidnappers. They also have to be wary of the police, many of whom are corrupt. 1 hour after leaving their home in El Paso, they arrive in one of Juarez's poor suburbs.
Because they're the outskirts of Juarez. And, you know, usually the outskirts of Juarez are the areas that have been, you can say, forgotten.
As on every weekend, the family's destination is an aid office that is the base they use to deliver goods to the poor.
When we come over, it's not just food that we bring. We bring hygiene supplies and school supplies also.
By 9 o'clock on this morning, almost 200 people are lining up outside the aid office. The volunteers inside pack rice, canned food, and vegetables into paper bags. All the people in line receive a free lunch and a large bag to collect 10 items of clothing, one pair of shoes, and soap and shampoo. Jesus is no stranger to poverty. He was born and grew up in Juarez. He came to America illegally when he was 14. The difference struck him immediately and angered him.
In those 14 years that I live in Juarez, I mean, I experienced poverty. I experienced, all the stuff that they're living right now to their days. It hasn't changed, not even a bit. When I came across, you know, I made a promise to myself that I turn around, and I was so upset to the country and to the society, the way that they handle things and everything. And, I scream and I yell to Juarez, and I said, Juarez, Mexico, I will never ever come back to you. Turn around and left.
But it was Maria, who was born in the United States, who changed his mind. She made her first visit to Mexico more than 10 years ago for the funeral of a relative and was shocked by the poverty.
I had to tell my husband, I said, I'm going to go back, and I had to do something, you know, and I couldn't just turn away and say, oh, you know, pretend like I didn't see anything, you know. So I told him, I want to do something. And he says, what do you want to do? And I said, well, I want to take apples and oranges and bananas and just, little sweet bread and, you know, to the kids.
Jesus, very different now from the 14-year-old boy who came to America many years earlier, also wanted to help.
So I thought, well, you know what? I mean, the bills are paid. We're pretty good. I just barely got my paycheck. Why don't you go and just buy whatever you want to do? Here's my paycheck. Go and spend it. That's exactly what she did.
But Jesus and Maria knew that they alone could not afford to provide the help on the scale it was needed. But the couple, both of whom are devout Christians, were still determined to do something.
I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know how I was going to do it. But I knew that God was going to provide a way for me to be able to do it.
Soon, when word got out about what they wanted to do, people in and around El Paso began donating money, clothing, and food to the ministry that the couple started, Jesus es Maná, which translates as Jesus is the bread of life. With the approval of the local government in Juarez, Maria and Jesus built a church and an aid office on an abandoned lot in the middle of the slum. As for the Ruizes, they gave so much to the ministry they started that their living standard in El Paso was close to that of those they were helping in Juarez.
Even though we were living under poverty level and everything, but when I would cross the border and see, you know, other people's needs, you know, then my needs were nothing.
As the ministry they started has grown, so have their ambitions. They are now building a community kitchen with space to feed 500, an orphanage for 100 residents, and a trade school. Why do they do it? When you make a child smile, Maria says, it's awesome. For producer Roger Hsu, Ruth Reeder, VOA News, Washington.